B'tochen for life, shir number 69, Monday, Parshiyas Bahar B'chukayisai, the 32nd day of the Omer. We are talking about Hishtadlus, and the reason why we do Hishtadlus is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do it, not because the Hishtadlus earns the Parnasa, but when we do what Hashem wants, and we do the proper Hishtadlus, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us the Parnasa. Sometimes he can send us Parnasa through the Hishtadlus, sometimes he will send it to us a different way, but as long as we're doing the proper Hishtadlus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send us Parnasa, and the same thing applies to health and all other areas in life. So how does a person know what kind of Hishtadlus he should be doing? So the Chavos Avos explains very logically. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created animals, and each animal has their unique ability to get their food the way they're supposed to get it. A bear is powerful, he can run, he has strong teeth because he eats meat. Other animals that eat other things have what they need to find their food. The same thing is with a human being, explains the Chavos Avos. A human being has the innate talents that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave him, and the physical makeup, and the emotional makeup, and the intellectual makeup that is necessary for him to fulfill the job that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do. Because the job is not what's bringing the parnasa. The job is just the hishtadlus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do. So when a person looks into himself and sees his talents and his abilities, he's able to identify what job he should be doing for his hishtadlus. And the Chavos Avos adds one more thing, that a person should enjoy it. He should be getting a satisfaction from it. Because if he feels that this is what he's supposed to be doing, that is a sign that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do. If a person is at a job and he does not enjoy it, but not because he's lazy, but this is not what's cut out for him, and he doesn't really have any interest in what he's doing, he should seriously reconsider if he's doing the proper hishtadlus. Because it's very possible that he should be looking elsewhere. Because again, hishtadlus doesn't bring the parnasa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And he tells us which hishtadlus to do by giving us the talents that are necessary to do our hishtadlus. And the Chavos Avos says that if a person is working at a job that he enjoys, that should make the proper money, and for some reason he's going through a rough time and he's not making the proper money, the Chavos Avos says he should not give up. He should continue doing what he's doing, because this is the job that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send him the parnasa, whether through the job or through a different means. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send it to him as long as he's doing the proper hishtadlus. So number one, to understand what kind of hishtadlus we should be doing, we have to not look at anybody else. Because when we look at other people, we get an adulterated view of what's good for us. We have to be very objective and look at ourselves. What do we enjoy? What are we cut out for? What are we emotionally and intellectually good at? And that is the field that we should look at when we're doing hishtadlus. Because that is the hishtadlus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. Now, of course, we're talking about that the job can bring a person proper parnasa. But assuming the job has the ability to bring the parnasa, the way we know what we are supposed to be doing is by studying ourselves. And when we see the job that we enjoy, and we feel that we can do well, and we feel that we connect to it, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to us and telling us, this is the hishtadlus I want you to do.